Hello again, this is Patrick Kelly, Kansas Wrestling Coaches Association President and Head Coach at Seaman High School. Welcome to this KWCA podcast featuring Chris Neal. Mr. Neal has been a staff photographer for the Topeka Capital Journal for the past 4 years. He previously interned at the Wichita Eagle and did freelance work for them. He graduated from Butler Community College with an AA in Mass Communication and Media Studies and went on to earn his bachelor's in the same area from the University of Kansas, where he shot photos for the University Daily Kansan. While at Butler, Chris was editor-in-chief of the Butler County Community College's Grizzly magazine and received several awards, including the 2008 Kansas Association of Collegiate Press Journalist of the Year. Chris has been awarded one of the KWCA Media of the Year awards for 2015-16. I actually nominated Chris primarily for the job he did recording the emotions and stories surrounding my son's state title match. What impressed me most was the enthusiasm and excitement that he displayed when he showed me the pictures afterwards. I'm sure he takes hundreds of pictures like this each week, but he still has a real passion for his craft. I recently had a chance to catch up with Mr. Neal. Chris, welcome to the program and congratulations on your Kansas Wrestling Coaches Association Media of the Year Award.
Thank you. It was quite an honor. I wasn't really expecting anything like that. It's the first award I've gotten outside of journalism competition. So it was a real honor to see that.
All right. Well, very good. I'm glad our organization is your first. All right. You certainly grabbed my attention with the pictures you took from last year's state tournament. Those pictures, and I'm sure many that you took from that weekend and at other similar events, will become part of the memories and history of important milestones for the subjects that you shoot. Aside from composition and clarity, what qualities do you look for in your work?
Well, I don't know if you really consider this a quality, but I mean, you really have to look for photos that'll tell a story. So in your instance, you have a father coaching his son, and it's the championship match, and you know, win or lose, there's going to be some kind of emotional embrace between the two. So being able to picture that in your head, know kind of what you want to get, and then when the time comes, knowing when to rush out there and, like what I do with you guys, get in your guys' face, you know, that's really what you got to look for. And a lot of times you may have an idea in your head of how you want it to happen, but in your guys' case, I just ran out there and hope that I could get something that would tell the story, and I think I did a pretty good job.
Yeah,
I hope.
Absolutely, you did.
I mean, you don't know what to expect when you run out there. You just kind of hope for the best. But, going into assignments like that, you just got to look for what's going to make the best story and try and illustrate that the best way you can.
You have worked a lot of different events at a variety of different venues. What do you do in preparation for shooting when you arrive on site, especially if it's a venue that you're not familiar with?
The first thing that I look at is the lighting, because that's going to tell me, you know, more of where I should be standing at, what's going to make the best angle, the most dramatic lights coming from this direction. Another thing you got to look for is places that you can and can't be, because there may be a really great position that you think would make a great photo, but you try and go up there and the people that run the facility may not like that too much. So, I always try and get to places as early as I can, and kind of do like the walk around and see where I want to set up at, who I need to talk to get permission for certain things, you know, what the lighting's like, get all of the gear out that I think I'm going to want, like if I want a long lens, do I want a shorter lens. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into preparing for what you're going to shoot, but obviously it just gets easier with experience.
You know, there's a lot more that goes into it than snapping the pictures, it sounds like. So what are some memorable experiences that you have had as a result of being a professional photographer, and maybe even some people that you've met?
Oh, gosh. Probably the biggest one so far is when I shot the Final Four in 2012 when KU lost to Kentucky. I was shooting on the court for that one, so that was a pretty amazing thing to do. And I was still in college at the time, shooting for the University of Daily Kansan at KU. So to do that as a college student was just amazing. I photographed four different presidents, Bush Jr. and Sr., Obama, and Bill Clinton. I've gone up on the refuelers and refueled Thunderbirds and the Blue Angels. I've shot NFL games. You know, I've been 3 feet away from Peyton Manning, which was probably another one of like those most memorable moments, is being 3 feet away from a Hall of Fame quarterback as he's, you know, throwing up a number one to the crowd kind of thing. I've done a lot of amazing things in just my short time in this career, so I can only imagine what's going to take place in the next few years.
Absolutely. And is that common for a person in your position to be that much of a generalist as far as doing sports and doing social events and doing kind of a variety?
Well, you know, I think in today's journalism industry, as far as photojournalism is concerned, you have to do all those things. You can't just solely go out and shoot sports. I mean, it's possible, but it is a million times harder, in my opinion, to just be able to do that and get away with it. You got to be able to shoot great photos at any kind of news event, breaking news, like a shooting or something. You have to attempt to make decent photos out of stuff like at the State House with people talking at a podium, on top of doing all the sports stuff. And then now, in like the most recent years, photographers now have to be able to put out videos too, which is a whole new ball game, flip-flop between photos and video, because they really do take two separate minds, in my opinion, to do well together.
So from sporting events to concerts to soldiers, social events, you've got a very diverse body of work. What is your personal favorite type of photography to engage in?
Oh, it's got to be sports, hands down. I mean, if you're in photojournalism and you say something other than sports, I would have to argue that something might be wrong with you. There's nothing that can compare to. I'm just going to take the Chiefs and the Chargers game that I was at for the opening games past Sunday. There's nothing that compares to having thousands of fans screaming all in one direction, which is right at you. Even though they're screaming at the field, I mean, you're right in the middle of it, and just being immersed in that atmosphere, and then also trying to concentrate on getting the shot. There's so many things going on that it's just a rush. There's nothing like it. Like, especially like the Final Four, it was insane. So I can't imagine anything being better than shooting sports.
Concentrating specifically on the sport of wrestling, what are some unique challenges of shooting the sport of wrestling?
Honestly, I would have to say lighting is probably the biggest one. I've been to some gyms where above the mat, it's just a spotlight straight down, which is probably one of the worst lighting setups that a photographer could be put in, because you're dealing with... It's really dark to begin with, and then you're dealing with really harsh light coming straight down. So the faces are going to be really shadowy most of the time. It's really hard to battle that situation and get good images out of it.
We'll have to keep that in mind, because we have one of those spotlights at the SEMA gym. So keep that in mind. It's impressive to see the huge lenses and high-tech cameras that photographers use at sporting events. How do you stay abreast of technology changes in photography, and how do you select which lens, camera, and other apparatus to use at a given job?
I mean, that's a really hard question to answer. I mean, there's always something new coming out that you wish you had $10,000 to go buy, because, I mean, for the high-end cameras nowadays, you're talking, just for the camera body itself, $6,000-$7,000.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, they're trying to stay on top of that and get the best equipment that comes out as it comes out is just incredibly hard. So usually photographers are just kind of stuck with getting a really good camera and then stuck with it for 5, 6, 7 years, and then maybe eventually getting another one after that. But like when it comes to selecting gear, like take football, for example, you always see the really big lenses on the sidelines. Those are usually 400 millimeters up to, I've seen even 800 millimeter lenses out there. And for me, I'm always shooting with a 400. But the reason that I choose that such a big lens is because I want to get in as close as I can to the action, and it makes my photos have more of an impact when it's really close up into their faces. You can see the grimaces on their faces, all that kind of stuff. Like for wrestling, I'm right next to the mat, so I can use like a 70 to 200 millimeter lens, and I can still get that effect of getting right in their faces because they're pretty close to me. But then I can also zoom out a little bit and get more of an atmosphere behind them if I wanted to too. And I've also done a wide angles with wrestling, especially at the kids wrestling event at the Expo Center. I've done that. And so you have the kids right there in the foreground, pretty up close, and you can see the whole stand, the whole grandstand in the background, which makes for kind of a cool picture. So, I mean, really being able to decide what lenses you're going to use, just it really just takes practice and experience. And really knowing what kind of effect you want your photos to have.
So what tips would you give to our coaches, managers, and parents for taking better pictures with the basic equipment that they have and rudimentary skills?
In my experience, I think the best photos for wrestling are going to come if you're sitting in the corner, on the not necessarily on the mat, but right up by the mat in the corner, and you've got, I don't think if you're standing, it's going to make as good of pictures as if you get down to like mat level. I mean, they're going to be on their backs, on their stomachs, whatever. So I feel like the closer you are to the wrestler's level, the better images you're going to get as far as, you know, position is concerned. And I think if you don't have, like, if you don't have the luxury that I do where I can get, you know, high-end camera gear, which I'm extremely lucky to be in that position, I would suggest probably using a flash on your camera, because like I said, a lot of these gems are going to be dark and lighting probably isn't going to be that good. So using a flash, if you're going to shoot wrestling and being in that corner, near the mat, is going to help you a lot. And like I said, be down on the mat level. So sit down. Like, I usually bring a stool with me and I sit on the stool in the corner of the mat. And that usually works out pretty good.
All right. Great ideas there. Well, thank you for taking the time to join the podcast. Congratulations on your award, and good luck as you continue to capture more important memories.
All right. Thanks.
We also want to recognize and congratulate the other Media of the Year award winners, including Grant Guzgesberg of the Manhattan Mercury, Katie McMurray of the Coffee County Republican, Jeremy Costello, Butler County Times Gazette, Fig Millen, and Rick Green of KWNK Radio of Norton. This has been KWCA President Patrick Kelly reminding you to get your registration in for the 2016 NWCA Leadership Academy and KWCA Fall Clinics slated for October 7th through the 8th in Salina. Until next time, thanks for listening.